You're listening to a message that's being brought to you by International Outreach Church, located in Wills Point, Texas. Get ready to be challenged, charged, and changed by the Word of God, which you're about to receive.
Turn with me to Matthew 7. This is what we started last week, and I'm just going to share a little bit along these lines about being storm ready. Are you storm ready? That's a good question. You should be. And the way you get storm ready is do what Jesus said to do. Storms are coming. Storms come to all. They come to those that serve God, those that don't serve God. The difference is when it's all over, those that are serving God, believing God, are still standing. That's the difference. But there's no difference in the sense that there's not temptation, trials, tests, and so on and so forth, because you do have an enemy. You need to be aware, sober, vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. You just need to decide he may not devour you. Amen? And make that stand. If you're going to serve God and get involved in ministry, there's going to be opposition. There's going to be opportunities, as it were. My mic not working. I'm holding this. Excuse me.
My mic working? Yes. Okay, it is working. I was holding that. Okay. There's always going to be opportunities to believe God or to not believe God. In fact, a pessimist, what does it say? You have to be able to say the word first. A pessimist sees difficulties in every opportunity. An optimist sees an opportunity in every difficulty. And you and I need to see opportunities in every difficulty. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is a God, we heard already, is a God that does the impossible. And all things are possible to him that believes. And you and I are believers. We're not doubters, we're believers. Believing is what we do. We don't look into the Bible to see if we believe. We look into the Bible to see what we believe. Believing is what we do. We've made that choice a long time ago. We believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And Jesus in Matthew 7:24, he talks about two men. And of course, one was a man that heard his word and did his word. One was a man that heard his word and didn't do his word. And the one that heard his word and did his word was likened to a wise man. The one that heard his word and didn't do his word was likened to a foolish man. They both heard. But hearing is not enough. You and I have to activate the word. We have to put it to work. We have to do something with it. Are you out there? We have to use it in our lives. You've heard a lot of good teaching in your life. Well, when the crisis comes, when the waves beat, when the wind blows, and when the rain comes, you need to take what you've heard and stand on it and do something with it. Amen? And what Jesus said, he that heard these sayings of mine and did them. Well, now, just put it in context. The sayings that he's talking about was the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th chapter. What we call the Beatitudes of the 5th chapter. When we talk about prayer and fasting and then not worrying in the 6th chapter. And then he talks about judgment and so on and so forth in the 7th chapter. And talks about asking God and praying in the 7th chapter. Actually, if you look back through that, these sayings of mine, everybody say these sayings of mine.
These sayings of mine.
Okay, so this gets you storm proof. This gets you storm ready. This gets you ready to handle the storms of life because they are a-coming. They are a-coming. I was Peyton Manning one time. He was quarterback, you know, for the Colts at that time, Indianapolis Colts, and they were just coming through that line and tackling him left and right, you know, and he got in a huddle and they had his mic on or something. This is one of the quotes he said. He said, boys, they're coming. They're coming. Get ready. In other words, start blocking because they're coming. They're knocking him out left and right. You need to understand the devil is coming, but you don't have to be afraid of him. You just need to get ready. Everybody knows in this Texas heat, you need an air conditioner. You just need to make sure you got one if you're going to live down here. Are you out there? And so you know what the weather's going to do. You get ready for it. Well, you know the devil's going to throw his best shot. Just get ready for it. Nothing to be afraid of. You can get ready. And a way to get ready is just follow those sayings that Jesus talked about following. In Matthew 5, he talked about being submissive and, you know, and being humble and meek and staying hungry for God and being merciful and pure in heart and being a peacemaker. And actually, he said to expect persecution, but to be patient in persecution and be salt and be light. Those are live holy, forgive, and love. And the 6th chapter, he talked about prayer and fasting. He talked about not worrying. Just consider the sparrows and the lilies. Don't worry. Put God first. Seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness. All these things be added to you. 7th chapter said, don't judge. In other words, don't judge people. And of course, we judge events. We judge things right and wrong. I got that. But we're not out here judging people. And we ask God in our time of need like a child would ask their father. That's what he talked about in the seventh chapter. Then he said, he that hears these sayings of mine and does them, be like a wise man built his house upon a rock, and the wind came, and the waves beat, and the rain came down. And he, when it was all over, he's still standing. Because he did all those things. Because he worked on his life, and he worked on himself, and he tried to be like Jesus, and he did his best he could to follow what Jesus said to follow. You and I need to stay holy. We do. We need to forgive. We need to love. We need to be merciful. Are you with me? We need to stay humble. We ought to stay pure in heart and hungry for God. All of us ought to stay that way. And in the time of need, we need to call on God to ask us to meet our need, just like a child would their father. And if we do that, if we live that way, then storms come, storms go, the wind will blow. We've heard the wind blow before. We'll still be standing.
That's right.
Amen? Now turn over to the 8th chapter. This is fascinating because Jesus told them about this storm. And in the 8th chapter, we had a storm. So why would they be surprised? And yet they were. You know, Jesus told us in the world you have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. In fact, he said in John 16:33, these things have I written unto you that believe in me, that in me you might have peace. In the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. So it shouldn't be a surprise people make fun of you. It shouldn't be a surprise that everybody doesn't get saved as soon as you witness to them. It shouldn't shock you if that happens. In fact, we don't need to just get our feel bads hurt. Hello. We ought to just be of good cheer, for Jesus has overcome the world. We got peace in him. Our peace is not in this world. Our peace is in him. Hallelujah. I can overcome anything in this world. Are you kidding me? I was born to overcome this world. That's what I was born to do. I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. And Jesus didn't pray that we be taken out of the world. He prayed that we be kept from the evil that's in the world. Something's wrong with the world, and it's been wrong ever since Adam sinned. It's going to be fixed, and God's going to come back and take it over. We know that. But until then, there's a devil out there. There's a spirit in the world that's not of God. And the Bible says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Woo-hoo! We ought to get excited about the battle. Amen. Are you out there? We ought to be like the Irish and the Gaelics back in the, you know, in the 800s or so, 700, 800s. If you study anything about history of Great Britain, you know, Alfred the Great was the only king that was ever called a great. But he got the Irish and the Gaelics to help him, and so on and so forth. The Gaels, the great Gaels of Ireland. I read a poem one time, says, the great Gaels of Ireland are the men that God made mad, for all their wars are merry and all their songs are sad. They were happy when they wielded the sword, and they were sad when they played the harp. Think about it. They love battle. They love to fight. We as Christians ought to love to fight. We ought to count it all joy when we fall into divers temptation, knowing this, the trying of our faith works patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that we may be entire, perfect, and wanting nothing. Hallelujah. When this is over, we're going to win. Hallelujah. And we're going to have more than we started with. When this is over, we're going to have a testimony. When this battle's over, we're going to stand up in church and testify, and we're going to give God glory. Hallelujah. Oh, the devil, is that the devil? Is the devil knocking on my door? Well, get ready, because I've been preparing all my life for this. That's why I've been studying the Bible and reading the Bible to find out how to overcome the devil. Are you with me? Overcome temptation, overcome whatever the case may be, whatever the storm is. Whether the storm is emotional, whether it's marital, whether it's financial. There's a lot of storms in life, but you can still be standing when the storm's over. The storm doesn't knock people down. You know what knocks people down is their lack of faith. The same storm hit both those houses. One fell, one stood. The one that fell because they didn't do what God said to do. So really the outcome of your life, your destiny, your future, your victory is wrapped up in what you do with God's word, period. Here's the 8th chapter. Notice what it says. 8th chapter, 23rd verse. It says, when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great storm, great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. Now, he already told them what to do when the storm hit. We just read the 7th chapter. But now we're in the 8th chapter, and the storm hits, and they don't know what to do. already given up. God bless you, Betty. It says his disciples came to him and woke him up and said, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, oh, why are you so fearful, O ye of little faith? Because you can't have faith and fear at the same time. If you are afraid, you're not believing, that's okay. Just quit being fearful and start believing. Yes. Nothing to be ashamed of. We all get afraid from time to time. Just don't stay there. Get out of it. Get out of that mess and get in faith. Amen. Nothing wrong getting knocked down. The righteous man falls seven times, but he rises again. Nothing wrong with being poor, but it's wrong to stay there. Are you with me? Nothing wrong with sickness and disease as far as just happening. It happens. Stay with me now. I mean, but you don't want to stay there. So no one's condemning anybody being sick or being poor, or being in doubt, being in fear. We all deal with those things and we have no stones to throw. But it is a sin to stay there. It is a sin to not try to get out of that mess, not try to get out of that poverty and get out of that fear and get out of that sickness. Are you with me? Come on. So, you know, you found yourself in a mess. Well, you know, the best thing to do when you're in a mess is make a message out of it. Come on. Let's believe God. Let's stand on the word. You're in a test? Well, let's make a testimony out of it. Let's stand on the word. Let's believe God. So he said, why are you so fearful, ye of little faith? And he arose and he rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Now, he didn't rebuke a storm that God brought. God doesn't bring the storms in your life. The devil does that. And the devil's trying to kill you, and he's trying to knock you out of faith. So you're not fighting God when you're believing God. Yeah. You're fighting the devil and what he means for bad. God will turn for good. Amen. And he'll make all things work for your good if you love God and pray. But all things don't work for good if you don't love God and pray. Are you out there?
Yeah.
And all things don't work for good in the world. They don't. They only work for good for those that love the Lord and call according to his purpose, because we pray and we'll do what he says in the time of trouble, and God will turn the thing around and the devil will get a black eye and we win and we get a testimony. Amen. Good stuff. Amen?
Amen.
But I think it's interesting when you look at this, they knew what to do, or they should have known and didn't do it. But they had enough sense to wake Jesus up. I love that. Heard T.D. Jakes say one time, storms don't wake Jesus up. You do. That's powerful, isn't it? Of course, I can't say it like he does. I'd have to get some baggy pants, you know. You know, storms don't wake people. See, storms don't wake Jesus up. My brother and sister, you do. You know, and he'd look at you when you say that. You wake Jesus up. Storms don't wake him up. See, Jesus has already done everything he's going to do anyway. He's waiting on you to trust him. You say, well, why doesn't he do something? He already did. Why doesn't God move? He already moved. He already did. Well, doesn't God love me? Yeah. Didn't you know? Did you hear the story about him dying on a cross and stretching his arms out there and going to hell and rising again? He already did that. He already loves you. There's nothing else he has to do to prove that. Well, what about this sickness, this disease? Well, he bore stripes on his back that you might be healed. He already took care of that. It's already taken care of. Well, what's going on here? He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you to call. And whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call unto me, I'll answer you. I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. Ask and you shall receive. Seek, you shall find. Knock, the door will be open unto you. Everyone that asketh receiveth. Everyone that knocketh, the door is open. Everyone that seeketh findeth. Everybody. But you got to seek and you got to knock and you got to ask. See, when you look at this, it's obvious that the word really is dormant in your life. You have to wake up the word, okay? The word's always present, always there, but it's waiting for you to wake up the word. It's waiting for you to wake up, by his stripes I am healed. It's waiting for you to wake up, thou will keep him in perfect peace, his mind is stayed on thee. When depression comes and confusion comes, it's up to you to wake up the word. Are you with me? It's up to you to do, not just hear the word, but he that hears these sayings of mine and does them, I liken unto a wise man. So we've heard the word, but see, we've got to wake up the word. Oh, hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
Oh, come on, this is better preaching. Y'all are amening. It's not that he's asleep. It's not that the word's asleep per se, but it's the fact that it's waiting for you and I to do something with it. That was the whole point of what Jesus preached in the latter part of the 7th chapter of Matthew, and that was what was obvious here. You know, even in speaking up, you know, there was a philosopher, actually, he was a physicist also, Blaise Pascal, who's a Frenchman, and lived around the 1600s, and he said, Is it not obvious that just as it is a crime to disturb the peace when truth reigns, it is also a crime to remain at peace when the truth is being destroyed? Think about that. In your life and my life, we're letting the devil win. It's a crime that we don't speak up and stop that insanity and stop that lying devil and stop the works of the devil with God's word. It is a crime that we stay silent, that we don't speak up, that we don't pray, that we don't say what God says. You know, as Edmund Burke said this, he said, all that's necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. Well, we're good men. We're made good by the blood of the Lord Jesus. I'm not taking credit for that. But I've been made holy by his blood. And God forbid I do nothing when the wind blows and when the storm comes and when sickness comes and when doubt and unbelief and temptation and confusion and destruction comes and people are discouraged and suffering and sighing and dying. God forbid that I do nothing. I have something to give. I have something to share. I have something that will make a difference. Hallelujah. I can do what Jesus said. I can go to Oaxaca. I can go to Monclova. I can do something. Hallelujah. I'm still alive. Amen. I still got breath in my body. Hallelujah. I still got Jesus in me, and I'm still down here, and I am down here for a purpose. I can share. I can be light. I can be salt. I can forgive. I can love. I can do all those things. I can because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Let the storm come. Let the wind blow. Let the devil holler. We've heard the devil holler before. Are you with me? We're going to holler louder.
Amen.
Amen. And we're going to win. We're going to overcome. Because we're going to wake up the word and we're going to do the word. And when the storm's over, we'll still be there.
Yes.